The Naked Vibe Show. Are you ready to get naked?
Welcome to the Naked Vibe Show. I'm Kimberly Kane. The show's been on hiatus for a little while, and I'm so happy to be back rocking with you right now. Today's show's taken from the YouTube video, so if you want to watch that, you can find it on nakedvibes.com. Before we get into it, I want to tell you about an event that I'm super excited about that is happening online this week called Man on Fire. I decided to do a free event to kick off this year because we're still in January and the expectations are always high in January when we start thinking about what do we want this year to be like? This year is going to be different. This year I'm going to fill in the blank. I'm going to launch my new business. I'm going to make a career shift. Start writing my book, my screenplay, get my band, my music going again. Any dream that is still pinging inside you somewhere that you haven't done, that you've been thinking about, dreaming about for a while, and you just haven't done it for whatever reason. And I know with some of my one-on-one coaching clients, it's an issue that comes up over and over again. Successful men who still have a dream that seems a long way off. It seems like something that they had to abandon a while back because life happened, or they made a career choice that seemed like the smart one or the best one for taking care of their families, but little by little, a piece of their soul is dying because it is who they are. It is who you are. What is it that is a little spark that's in you that is smoldering and that seems like an impossibility for you to delve into it at this point in your life, wherever point you feel like you are? You're too young, you need to learn more, you're in a different career, and what would people think of you if you decided to shift a major gear at a midpoint in life? You're at a place where you think, oh, it's too late for me. Where are you right now? Because I can tell you that whatever you're thinking in those terms is a perception different than a reality. And you can shift your perceptions. And when you do, then your reality changes. So that's a lot of what we're going to be doing in Man on Fire, is shifting those perspectives. Because I can tell you right now that miracles can happen in your life when you shift perspectives. And sometimes it is the tiniest shift that can make a huge difference. I've been fortunate to hear in many conversations with friends, with clients, with band members, when there's an aha moment and all it is a perspective shift, the world immediately changes. It's like, oh, wow. In fact, I just heard someone the other day, mind blown, when they heard just one idea that shifted their perspective. It changed everything. And then that changes the way you go about your day, about your year, about your life. So Man on Fire is about this year creating the life you want. It's not too late for you to sign up for Man on Fire. It is a free live event, and you can see the replays in the Facebook group. So go over to nakedvibes.com and sign up for Man on Fire. Because even if you get one thing out of it, that one thing can be life-changing. So let's get into today's episode.
Naked Vibes.
Naked Vibes is back. I'm Kimberly Kane, and the show is about the human experience and how we can elevate ourselves into the feeling of aliveness, being as alive as we possibly can. Because a lot of people spend their time chipping away at that aliveness little by little until they don't recognize that they can live more fully and vibrantly, that they actually have a lot of choice in the matter. And I hear it from way too many guys who come to me for coaching, that they've been unhappy for too long in their chosen career and it's affecting their intimate relationships, their health, their overall joy for living. So as I begin this new season of the Naked Vibe Show podcast, I'm going to talk about courage a lot. Because the show's been on hiatus for a little while, and so I've had some time to think a lot about what I want to do next while I've been attending to some family business, because in my book, that is primary importance. And I've been thinking about how I can be most helpful to you, how I can shed the most light on the things that you care about that matter to you the most, whether it is in a solo episode like this one, or whether in conversations that I engage in with other artists, musicians, thinkers, creators, and just the conversations where you can really pick up on a lot. I think one of the biggest things to know that you're not alone. And, you know, I hear from a lot of guys that they want more confidence. So we're going to talk about that, because confidence has to start with courage. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what I mean about that. But in order to have confidence, as I've been thinking about this, it requires us all to have courage. We got to have that just millisecond of courage to say, I'm going to do it. Whatever it is that you're striving for, that you're dreaming about, you know, we kind of all just sit and stew in the overthinking. We are such overthinkers. And we have to get out of that, but to do it, to get to step out of it. One way that I step out of it is through meditation every day, to move me beyond that overthinking, that thing that I want to do next, that you start thinking, well, why can't I? Or maybe I should do this first. And like I said, so many guys who come to me for coaching are experiencing that, wanting to step into the next thing because they've been unhappy, but keeping it status quo is just easier, they think. Okay. So they want to have more confidence about stepping into those dreams and desires, and more confidence about having conversations about what they can really bring to the table, either with their employer, with their spouse, significant other, whatever it is. But that status quo is just easy, and rocking the boat doesn't feel safe. Well, you know what? Safety is overrated in this arena, guys. It means living in a really lackluster way and slowly dying without ever really living. Why? And what is the payoff there? Because there's always some payoff, and you got to figure out what that is. What is it that's keeping me stuck? What am I gaining from that? And it's causing a lot of confusion in our society, with a lack of leadership from people who really have a lot to offer. And you know what? If I'm being honest, if we're being honest, then I'm going to have to include myself in that. Because like I said, I can sit and overthink things and not step up to the plate. In the end, I always do, because the payoff for me is it's too painful to stay in that overthinking state and not move. For some people, and there's a story about this, you've probably heard it before, and the version that I've heard is like the old yellow yard dog. And there's an old guy sitting on the front porch, and a young sales guy or somebody comes to the front door and is wanting to sell him something, and the dog every now and then goes, oh! And the young guy's looking over him and thinking, gosh, something wrong with the dog. And the old guy doesn't seem to take notice of it, doesn't think it's a problem. And finally, the young guy says, hey, what's wrong with your dog? Is he hurt or something? And the old guy says, oh, he's laying on a nail. He'll get up when it gets painful enough. And that's pretty much how we are. Until it's painful enough, we'll just keep staying in that stuck position. But you know what stuck really is? Is that's not really a real thing. Even though I've used it myself and I hear other people talking about it, working with a client right now who has continued to say that he feels stuck. Stuck means that you're not willing to step into the flow of life, because life is flowing. It's flowing all the time, just like a river. So it's a matter of whether you want to step into it or not, whether you want to stay in the overthinking. And I get it. Okay. One of the things that I really have seen a lot is so much political correctness these days. Over the last decade or so, probably more than that, but definitely over the last decade, has really homogenized our discussions. It's made us either so polite that we're not expressing anything that matters or could be helpful to others, or on the other side of that fence, we've either made it so combative against anyone who doesn't share our viewpoints that it prevents anything real and effective communication from happening. Effective communication that could move us forward as a society and as individuals. More and more, I feel like we need to adopt a rock and roll spirit again to navigate the current waters that we're in as a culture, because rock and roll is an energy. It's a lifestyle. It's an energy. It's got rebelliousness to it, some irreverence to it. And I'm not talking about being irreverent to other people's feelings, not caring about others, but I'm talking about being irreverent to what is status quo. That's really how rock and roll was born to begin with. My background is in rock and roll, from performing in bands for a lifetime to being a morning show DJ on rock radio, to being a huge fan of the genre, the artists that are a part of that, and the spirit that rock and roll embodies. I heard an interview the other day, a podcast with Susanna Hoffs. It was on the Broken Record podcast. Really good. And she was echoing my feelings, and Susanna Hoffs was with the Bangles, by the way, and she's doing a lot of new stuff, but she was talking about this and really echoing my feelings that rock and roll is a genre that is all about sex at its roots. And I'm talking about that in the best kind of way, that kind of energy. It's about the literal movement of deep energy in the body. It's a feeling that rises and calls you to action. Even if that action is just to feel what you're feeling, it's undeniable. So it awakens what's deep within us and it helps us address it. And that's beyond words. It's on a cellular level. Because a lot of times we just don't address it. We need something to stir us up. And it's got to start there in the body. It really has to start there in the body. It has to be a vibration in order to move that stuck thinking. Because, you know, when you're at a rock and roll show, you're not busy overanalyzing and worrying and ruminating on thoughts about what if this happens and what if that happens. You just let go and you're in the music in a bodily way. I love it. I saw Bruce Springsteen recently and oh my gosh, just the intensity. I mean, that guy is still rocking with the best of them. I mean, he is the top of that game. Okay. He's a great example in his band of how
You never have to stop feeling alive. There's plenty of time for that when you're done, when you're literally not alive anymore. So as long as you're here, you want to call in that aliveness. And that is a really rock and roll spirit. I also saw Peter Gabriel recently. Same thing. One of the best shows I've ever seen. So they are great examples of how you keep it moving. And music, I truly believe that music is the prescription. Music moves us in ways that words can't. And so when you're feeling stuck, and I use this in my coaching with people all the time, when you're feeling stuck, call on the music that you know is going to move you, that is going to change the trajectory of your thoughts. It's going to change the way you feel, and that will change the trajectory of your thoughts. It's amazing how often when I ask someone in coaching, so I'll give homework. I really call it playtime because it's play. We play music. We don't work music. We work at it, but we play it. And we play when we're listening to it. It puts us in a playful state. So I'll give that playtime to someone and say, okay, here's what you're going to do this week until we talk again. Listen to this music. Usually that's defined by what they've shared with me that really moves them. And sometimes when we come back and I say, how does that make you feel? They describe what they think about it. It is not the same thing. So I'm going to give you that same kind of playtime right now. Okay. Listen to something that turns you on. And if you have to dig back into your teenage years to figure out what that is, I hope you haven't waited that long to rock. But if you have, dig back in there and find what it is that really turns you on, that really makes you feel alive. And then feel those feelings when you're listening to that music. Just let the vibration flow through your body. Just feel the whole thing. I'm thinking of a Joe Jackson song right now, Right and Wrong. It's a great song. It's live on the Big World album. That's like mid 80s. And it's just as timely right now. He's talking about the lyrics are timely, but here's the thing. You can feel what he's expressing, which is also what we're feeling right now. What's right? What's wrong? Listen to that one. I'd love to hear in the comments what you think about it because it applies to what's going on today. Music has really changed, but I feel like we need a real rock and roll resurgence that young musicians need to tap into the expressive, moving, sexy, rebellious nature that is rock and roll, because statistics are showing that younger generations are more anxious and depressed than ever before, and that they're experiencing a lot of confusion. I hear a lot about so many engaging in self-harm, and yeah, confusion can lead to that. Beats alone is not going to help you move that feeling. You got to identify the feeling. You have to feel it, then identify it so you can rise above it. So you need rhythm, groove, melody. And then even if you're not listening to the lyrics, that alone, that vibration, like I said, it gets into your cells and it will move something in you. It will change something. It will change your state of feeling, which can then change your state of mind. And that's what we need, is a state change to get out of feelings of depression and anxiety. And I'm not talking about a clinical medical discussion here, although there's a lot of science behind music as medicine. So I am certified as a Remo Drums health rhythms facilitator, And there's a lot of science within that program about how rhythm and a particular drumming protocol can change the state of being, change the state of mind, even to the point of changing physically, releasing chemicals, cancer-fighting killer cells into the bloodstream during the drumming protocol. So that shows how powerful it is. And there's a lot more that needs to be studied and learned about it. But even without that science, as artists, we know, as musicians, we know that it creates a state change. Even as a music lover, if you're not a musician, as a music lover and listener, you know that it can change your state of being. So use it and engage in it, because there's some alarming things happening in our culture, and we have to do some things to shake that up and turn it around. One thing that I found very alarming, I was listening to Joe Rogan's conversation on his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. He was talking with Dr. Deborah So. She is a neuroscientist who specializes in human sexuality. And she talked about research that shows that 30%, I was like, did I hear that wrong? So I went back and listened to it again. 30% of male millennials have gone longer than a year without having sex, and 20% of millennial women. What they were talking about is the disconnection that people are experiencing due to online activity and lack of real in-person connections. And Dr. So talked about the advancement of robots that can be used to replace human sexual encounters, and about the mass confusion that's being experienced by younger people around their sexuality. Something has got to give there, because our sexuality empowers us. It feels grounded. It helps us to feel a sense of safety and well-being. It helps us to know that we are fully alive in ourselves. I mean, good grief, it creates new life. So I'm talking about the energy of it here, though, the energy of our sexuality. Because without that energy, yes, we're going to experience depression and anxiety. We need to be more grounded in our bodies. So that podcast is a really good listen. I recommend that you listen to that episode, Joe Rogan with Dr. So. It's S-O-H, I believe. And I think it's extremely important to our humanity to be able to understand one another, to rise above the daily minutiae that we're all bombarded with. We need one another. We need to be connected intimately. Music helps us do that. It awakens that sexuality. So put the phones away, put all of the social media interaction away, make a plan for it. And engage in real time, in real conversations, really listen to music, really feel it. Put it on good speakers where you can actually feel the vibration, actually feel the air moving from speakers. You might not have tried that in a long time, but oh, it's so worth it. So the Naked Vibes podcast, it's about stirring up your spirit, lighting your soul fire, okay? And remembering that you're a powerful being, that you're here to kick some ass, honestly, to have fun and to elevate your brothers and sisters, to make a difference. Yes, to make a difference. I wrote a song called Play With Me a few years ago. And I did a video with one of my songwriting performing partners, guitarist Brian Miller. And it's a call out. Play with me. Come on. And maybe I can tack it on to the end of this video. I'll look for that. So life can just be so hard. And yet it's a joy to be in it, to be in the game of life. And if we can look at it that way, then we can bring more joy, find more joy. And it's up to you to engage. The tools are here. I will continue to bring you the tools. I've got some cool things that I can bring here on the podcast, that I will bring on the podcast, some cohort opportunities to engage in real time so that we can talk and visit with one another and look at practical ways to elevate your experience so that you can feel more alive. You can bring more to the table. You are not here just to bide your time. I want to see you thrive. I want to see you rock. I'll put a link to a playlist in the show notes, okay, below and on nakedvibes.com. Turn it up. Move your body. Feel what you're feeling. And recognize if you're thinking about it or if you're really feeling it. Because the feeling is what you're after. And I believe the feeling that you're after is the freedom to be yourself. The freedom. And that takes courage first. Because we've been told, and we are told in so many ways, that what we're feeling is the wrong feeling. That we need to get more politically correct. There's always something telling us that we're feeling the wrong thing. And so many things coming into play now to disconnect us from one another. It takes courage first to be confident, to find the confidence to be yourself, knowing that what you have to offer is valuable, that connecting with others brings joy, and you only need literally a second's worth of courage to make the leap, to connect, to be, to do, to have a life you love. And when you love your own life, you become a beacon of light for others who are in darkness. And there's a lot of people in darkness, a lot of people. So be a light. Be the light that you are. Stir up your soul fire. Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Okay, I found the song I was talking about. Be Kind. This was us just getting our ideas down in demo form, and I kind of like it. Let me know what you think. I'll have to record it for real now.
Play with me, play with me, come out. locked away, sleeping for just a moment, but a moment is all it takes.
With me. That was a super, super down and dirty demo version right there. And you can see it on the YouTube video that is posted on nakedvibes.com with this episode. If you want to hone in on the lyrics a little bit better, because I've got them captioned there. And if you want to see what Brian is playing too. This week is the Man on Fire event online. It is free. Be there. It's really going to light you up. I promise you, I'm really excited about it because this is January of a new year and there's so much potential. And I want to see you be able to actually turn that potential into a tangible, manifested life that you want to live. So whether that is a creative endeavor that's been really just sitting there in your soul for who knows how long, whether it is a relationship that you really need to put some fire back into to really bring it alive, this is about you coming alive. It is about you being aligned with your most powerful self as connected to the divine, where we get our creative spark. And it is powerful. So please join me this week. You can get the link to sign up at nakedvibes.com in the show notes for this episode. Recommend the podcast to others. Send them the link. Connect with me on Instagram on the DMs. Subscribe to the podcast so that you do not miss an episode. Let's connect. You matter. Make it a great week. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk with you soon. You have the freedom to be naked and unashamed about who you truly are. Stand in the truth, love big, and you are aligned with the greatest power in the universe. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes.